Vuyani joining us on the line now, editor of Sokala Duma. Molo Budi, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a long time.
Siyaphila, ndoda. Yes, and it has been far, far, far too long. We're sitting in a situation where we have a PSL that has not been concluded because of COVID-19, and agreeing with SAFA that there should be no games played, despite the sports minister, Nathi Mthethwa, the day before, saying that the games will continue behind closed doors. I fully support SAFA in their decision that there'll be no games whatsoever. What happens in the instance where the league is not concluded?
At the moment, as things stand, the Africa, according to the rule book, there is no specific information regarding to the way forward, because this is unheard of in the history of the PSL. So what has happened now is that the Board of Governors met on Thursday, and I think those are some of the issues that they would have deliberated on. But I think the first thing for them is to try and see if we can get the league sorted out by the 30th of June. If that does not happen, then closer to the time, they'll definitely meet up and come up with a solution, because at the moment, there's just way too much that needs to be taken into consideration, because it's not just about winning the league and all that. There is a lot that involves that decision. For instance, there are contract issues with sponsors. There are teams that have placed themselves in a very, very good position, like Ajax Cape Town and the Moroka Swallows, for instance. And it would be devastating for them, for the league, to be nullified at this stage with only about 8 games to go. So it's not an easy decision to make, but I think there's got to be a lot of consultation going forward, and obviously with one eye on the treatment and the treatment of this coronavirus, so that it gets dealt with and then the league can resume. Because the PSL made it clear that the games have been suspended until further notice, which means should anything change, then they will definitely send out a message to say now we can carry on and get going to finish the season off.
And is the 30th of June the date you referred to a moment ago? Is that the outlying date? So by that date, the league would have had to be concluded, or could they take it into the first 2 weeks of July, for example, just to give themselves a bit more breathing space and make sure that all games are concluded without placing unnecessary pressure on the players?
It's difficult to tell Africa. I think they are just hoping for the 30th. But again, in the statement, there is a point where the chairman of the PSL, Dr. Ivan Khoza, said we have to be flexible. And that means should the coronavirus be dealt with by next week, they can send out a communication to say the league resumes in 2 weeks' time, so get ready, which is why the clubs are expected to give their players a training program so that they stay fit. Even if they're doing it at home, they don't lose their fitness, so that should anything change, then they are ready when the whistle blows.
A significant number of the teams on the log have already played 24 games, which means they've only left with, what, 6 games left, I suppose, before the conclusion of their season. Kaizer Chiefs are sitting on 22 games, and only Bidvest and Mamelodi Sundowns sitting on 21, which means they need 9 games. It should be possible, then, the minute that it's okay for the teams, at the very least, to play behind closed doors, but perhaps the lifting of the restriction of 100 people that was put in place by the president, for us to be able to plan for 9 rounds at a maximum of football to be played.
I mean, ideally, Africa, I do get your point, but my fear and my worry is each team goes to the stadium with at least 40, sometimes to 50 personnel, because it's not just about the 22 players that people see on the field. There's a medical team, there's communication, because at the same time, even if the game is played behind closed doors, people need to communicate with the general masses out there. And then again, that does not mean just because the 22 players are on the field, or let's say there are 40 players in and around the field. That does not mean there is no potential danger of this virus being spread between those players, because at the same time, the very same players that would have been exposed will go back to their homes. And then what does that do? It now transmits the virus to the family, which will then move it to the next person. So I think it's a very, very good decision for the PSL to suspend the games completely instead of just playing behind the scenes. Because, again, if you say you're playing behind the scenes, I mean, the message that the supporters will be getting will be, okay, so they cannot allow 50 supporters in. Does that mean we, the ones carrying this virus, are the players not vulnerable? Are we the ones who are carrying the virus, which is definitely not the case? So I stand with the PSL and the government's decision, even though Minister Nathim Thetha made it clear that he feels the league should go ahead.
And of course, there's the unnecessary amount of travel that will be demanded of the players. And we know that the Transport Minister, Fikile Mbalula, has warned us against traveling unnecessary over this period of time.
Exactly. That is why I'm saying, Africa, it's not just about the 22 players on the field. I mean, if we look at 22 players, then that means we definitely short-sighted and we don't really see the bigger picture, because there is so much involved in just one football match, let alone the fact that some teams still need to play nine. Just one football game, there is a lot that comes into play. And it's not just about the 90 minutes that people see on the field. There's a whole lot of stuff going on behind the scenes as well. So it's not just about the 22 players. There are a number of other people that get involved, because the very same 22 players, for instance, will have to be accommodated at hotels and stuff. I mean, can you see the danger now? Because there are restrictions at the hotels and stuff. And now, the very same players, if one of them is infected, for instance, it's easy for that one player to transmit the virus to everyone around them. And then that's a high risk that we are definitely not, we can definitely not afford to take.
Let me ask, this is a parting question, Vuyani. You are the editor of Soccer La Duma. There is no soccer being played anywhere in the world right now. How are you keeping yourself entertained?
It's been a very, very boring week in Africa. And the fact that we have to work from home, that makes it even worse, because there's just nothing. There's just nothing going on. It's really, really tough. But what can we do? It's not ideal, but definitely necessary.
Definitely necessary. Vuyani, thank you very much indeed for your time. Vuyani Joni, the editor of Soccer La Duma. Bored, the man is, with no soccer currently on play.